Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
And we're going to start with our first story today. This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand. Authorities in southern Thailand thwarted a potential terrorist operation. In the early hours of yesterday morning in Saiburi Patani, a significant operation was undertaken by over 50 members of the southern border province's rangers who surrounded a rented property following intelligence about the presence of wanted criminals. The operation, which began at 5 a.m., involved securing the area and attempting negotiations with the suspects, which ultimately failed when they responded with gunfire. Despite repeated attempts at dialogue, the suspects refused to surrender, leading to an assault by the officers. The confrontation escalated, resulting in the death of two suspects identified as Hamdi Salo and Rashid Mayuso. After a series of exchanges that lasted until 8 a.m., these individuals were believed to be planning a terrorist attack during Ramadan, with their presence and suspicious activities reported by alert locals, potentially preventing a major crisis. The police, however, did not immediately disclose the specific crimes the suspects were wanted for or how they were identified by the locals.
Yeah, good on the police, huh? Mm. Like, I feel like when it comes to terrorist attacks, it doesn't really make the news until after it's happened. Yeah. It's very nice to hear these stories of them being thwarted before these nefarious plans can be unfolded. So good on the police and the southern provinces there on that. Mm. Anyways, on to our next story. So, two foreign men are being investigated after groping allegations on Khao San Road. So, yes, Thai police are investigating allegations against two foreign men accused of sexually assaulting Thai women by groping them on Khao San in Bangkok. The incident, highlighted by a victim through social media on March 11th, involved the men touching the women inappropriately while they were out for food. Despite confronting the men and receiving an apology, the harassment continued, prompting the victims to report the incident to the police the following day. The suspects, believed to be Dutch, with one identified as a professional poker player, were also reported by witnesses for similar behavior. The victims seek to have the men's visas revoked or to have them blacklisted, while the police, citing potential penalties for sexual assault, including imprisonment and fines, plan to review the CCTV footage and possibly summon the suspects for legal proceedings, with visa revocation being considered by the Immigration Bureau. There's so many foreigners that just come here, and obviously Thailand has this, there's a sex industry here, there's a lot of creepy old men that come here, this is an unfortunate thing where people just get drunk and start getting grabby, and
crappy.
It's gross, and I feel bad for the women. There's women that are working at the bars. They have to like do all this stuff, and then when men get out of control, there's not a lot of recourse. So good that they went to the police, and this could nip some of this behavior in the bud.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story today, which is regarding another major sentence has been handed down under Thailand's Les Majestat laws. A transgender woman named Maggie has been sentenced to 25 years in prison by the Southern Bangkok Criminal Court for violating Thailand's Les Majestat law and computer crimes based on 18 tweets critical of the royal institution between December 22 to October 23. Thailand lawyers for human rights provided insights into the case, revealing the initial sentence was reduced from 50 to 25 years due to Maggie's confession. Since her arrest last October, Maggie has been held at Bangkok Remand Prison with reports of her being denied legal counsel and coerced into confessing under duress. Coming from a farm family in Yosathon and having moved to Bangkok for work, Maggie's case highlights the harsh realities faced by those involved in pro-democracy movements against Thailand's establishment, with nearly 2,000 people prosecuted for political dissent and over 250 charged under the Les Majestat law since the Free Youth protests in July 2020.
25 years?
Yeah.
Good God, man.
For a couple of tweets.
For some tweets,
well, quite
dude.
A few tweets. 18 tweets in particular, but yeah.
That's less than my hands and feet. So, I don't know, I can count them on my fingers and toes. That seems crazy to me. Like, that is, it's reduced from 50 years. 50 years was the initial, charge, and it was due to her confession. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. My mouth is agape. Guys, do not violate this law.
Yeah.
Like, they are taking it very seriously, and you don't want to throw away your freedom over some tweets, as Jay said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyways, on to our next story. The former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra has returned to his hometown of Chiang Mai after 17 years. So Thaksin Shinawatra made a noteworthy return to his hometown in Chiang Mai, Thailand, accompanied by his daughter, a leading figure in the Pho Thai Party, and other family members, landing via private jet on March 14th. Welcomed by Deputy National Police Chief Khun Surachet, Thaksin's visit was marked by a series of environmental conservation activities, including releasing 30,000 fish into their natural habitat and planting a tree, reflecting his commitment to environmental issues. After 17 years abroad due to legal troubles, his return was warmly received by locals and the redshirts, despite Thaksin's visible health challenges, including a soft cervical collar and constant nursing care. Addressing his health, Thaksin stated he was recovering following a controversial period where he avoided traditional jail time due to illness, serving his sentence in a hospital suite instead, an arrangement that has been criticized by some. Currently, Thaksin is on parole. I think that's pretty funny. You know, now that he's out, I'm feeling better all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a pretty funny thing.
Yeah.
Makes a little bit of sense, but I don't think anybody expected him to spend too much time in jail in the first place, but he is on parole, walking amongst us. Look at that.
Well, yeah.
You're right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to move. I'm just going to swiftly move on to our next story today. Everybody. Everybody loves goats.
Who doesn't?
A goat costume contest is capturing the hearts of netizens. Mm-hmm. Now, in Trang province, a unique goat costume competition brought together goat farmers and their caprine companions for a barnyard event characterized by flair and festivity held at the Agriculture Productivity Enhancement Learning Center in Kantang District. The contest featured 9 goats dressed in creative outfits ranging from cowboy themes to action movie stars, judged on their appearance, health, and talents. The competition also recognized a bond between goats and their handlers, rewarding teams that exhibited outstanding themes and showmanship. The top prize was awarded to 5-month-old buck named Handsome Boy and his owner, Da'ar Wang So, who shared a special story of companionship and resilience. Da'ar, who raised Handsome Boy from infancy after the loss of his mother, plans to use the prize money for the goat's care, declining offers to sell him for slaughter. Have you ever had goat?
You know, this is you mean a pet or
no,
or
like the meat
to eat?
Yes, yes, of course. Have you ever had some mutton?
I have had mutton, but it was rarely on the menu for me and my family because my parents had a pet sheep.
Oh, wow.
When I was born. So for them, the sheep was, they were friends, not food.
Well, for this man as well, because, the handsome goat has won the prize.
Yeah, and congratulations, handsome boy. You are indeed, you've earned your namesake. I love it. Anyways, I got a fun one to end on for us today, guys. So a foreign man woke up with a tattoo in Thai that he did not understand. And now he's turned to the internet to see if he could solve the mystery of what it says. In an event reminiscent of a scene from Hangover 2, a foreign man woke up to find a Thai tattoo on his chest without knowing its meaning, leading him to seek help on social media. The tattoo sparked curiosity and various translations among international netizens, with interpretations ranging from, quote, I copy hermaphrodites, to, quote, I am a lizard. However, Thai users clarified that it actually meant, quote, I had sex with a ladyboy.
Oh, no.
The man's predicament amused many online, although some advised him to consider tattoo removal, and others criticized the mockery of such incidents. The story, which garnered significant attention and debate over cultural sensitivity and the consequences of uninformed decisions, was eventually removed from the social media group amid disapproval from Thai netizens. This incident also recalled a past error where French Muay Thai kickboxer Jimmy Viennot got a misspelled tattoo, which he later corrected after realizing its unintended meaning.
Got him. He'll never forget that trip to Thailand.
Boy, he's got a souvenir for life, that's for sure. Yeah. I don't know, I'm amazed that I have not woken up with a tattoo myself. I've made it this far into life without blacking out and waking up with a strange tattoo. Jay cannot say the same.
Yeah.
If you ever see Jay with his shirt off at the beach, you will see a
Nobody wants to see that, but yes, you will see a giant picture of a kangaroo on the back of my...
Kangaroo? I thought it's a kangaroo photoshopped with his own face on the kangaroo's body. It's
on my back with gloves that just says, come on.
It says Kangaroo Jay underneath, I'm pretty sure.
Like, yeah, KJ.
Yeah, KJ. There it is. I love it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some of the stories from across the country today. Please do join us for the comment section now.
Yes, we will be live with all of our subscribers again on Monday. Please consider joining our membership so you can join us and all of our members on our Tuesday to Wednesday or Tuesday to Thursday shows.
Yeah. This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.